我哋头先开始唱嗰首诗歌607首咧，系一首非常之合适传福音，但系咧亦都系我哋信主有一段时间嘅弟兄姊妹都非常之合宜嘅。
The first hymn that we sang together, hymn 607, is especially appropriate for when we reach out to evangelize, to spread the gospel to those to hear the good news, but is also very appropriate for those of us who've been in the Lord for any length of time.
因为他们实在讲出来我们的主他的所作。
Because that particular hymn tells us very specifically the works that our Lord has accomplished.
不过有几句呢翻译上面呢我就覺得可以有啲嘅更改。
But I feel, however, that there's a couple of places where the translation can be a little bit more accurate.
譬如第一節第三幕，如果弟兄姊妹揾到607首。
Please turn to that hymn if you have the hymnary in hand. That's 607.
譬如講到第三行，愛就是耶穌行於。歷史啊，中文就咁樣翻譯，英文亦都係咁樣樣。
So in the third line, there it says the second part says love was when Jesus walked in history.
咁我又覺得冇錯，主耶穌曾經喺歷史上邊出現過。
So yes, I can concur to say that the Lord did appear in history.
但是他不是一个只是历史人物。
But he is not just a historical figure.
他是永生神
的儿子。Rather, he is the son of the eternal God.
所以他不是只是行走在历史的里头。
So he is not just an individual that happened to have passed through history.
今天还活着的。
Is he not still alive today?
咁呢個第一件，第二咧就係、喺第二節嘅英文最尾嗰段，又係嗰一句。
And then the second place I would like to draw your attention to is the last line of stanza 2.
英文佢就話 ：Love was God, only He would try to reach and love one such as I。個英中文咧，我哋翻得比較好啦，就係話。佢唔係淨係嘗試下去拯救我哋，佢亦都唔係試下去愛我哋，佢係肯愛我哋，佢係肯嚟救我哋，好似中文咁樣。
So there's a slight difference between the English lyrics and the Chinese lyrics. The English we've just read, but Chinese it tells you that there is assurance that He did love us, that He did save us.
不過呢一首詩歌總係將我哋帶到去主嘅面前。
Nevertheless, despite these little points we've pointed out, this hymn overall brings us before the presence of the Lord.
讓我哋喺佢嘅面前能夠享用佢自己，又得著佢自己。
In order for us to enjoy our Lord, and in order for Him to capture our life.
上一次同弟兄姊妊交通。在約翰福音21章。
Now, in our last time together, we had shared some time on the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
今朝早我亦都願意同弟兄姊妹在21章嗰度嚟有響另一個角度嚟交通。
Now, this morning I would like to return to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.But this time, looking at this particular passage from another perspective.
请我们打开约翰福音21章，我们读第4节到第5节。
So let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21. We will read verses 4 and 5.
约翰福音21章第4节。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说：没有。
Verse 4 reads, But when the sun, when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Verse 5, Jesus therefore said to them, Children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered him, No.
第九節到第十二節，第十三節。Verse 9 through 13。他們上了岸，就看見那裏有炭火，上面有魚，又有餅。耶穌對他們說：把剛才打的魚拿幾條來。西門彼得就去，把網拉到岸上，那網滿了大魚，共153條。魚雖這樣多，網卻沒有破。耶穌說：你們來吃早飯。 門徒中沒有一個敢問他，你是誰？因為知道是主，耶穌就來拿餅和魚給他們。Reading
beginning verse 9, And so when they got out upon the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid, and the fish placed on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples ventured to question him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave them and the fish likewise.
再看15節，Then verse 15 through 17。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深么？ 彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：西门，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得就因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁。
Beginning with verse 15, So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
好，我哋再睇约翰一书。
Let's turn together to 1 John.
约翰一书。
First John,
第四章,
chapter 4,
第八節第九, 兩節,
verses 8 and 9, the two verses.
John 一書第四章第九、第八節，他說：沒有愛心的，就不認識神，因為神就是愛。神差他獨生子到世間來，使我們藉著他得生。 爱神的心，神的爱在爱神爱我们的心在此就显明了。对不住，因为我想翻用本来嗰个嘅翻译，不过再讲啦，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
So verses 8 and 9, and then just the first portion of verse 10, it reads, The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love.
好，圣经就读咁多吓，我哋低头再一次嘅祷告。
That's the end of our scriptural reading for now. So let's come together, bow our heads in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们又到你的面前来。
Beloved Lord, we thank you that we're once again able to come before your presence.
主啊，你的话、诗歌都提醒我们。
Your words and the hymns, they remind us.
神就是爱。
That God is love.
啊，我们的主，感谢你。
Our Lord, we so thank you.
就因为你这个爱，你来到地上。
That's because of this love that drove you to come on earth.
就因为这个爱，让你肯舍弃你自己的生命。
And because of that love, that you were willing to sacrifice your life.
啊，又为着要拯救我们这班本来要失丧的人。
And to be able to save this group of people who should have perished.
主啊，我们今天蒙恩，我们再一次来向你俯伏和敬拜。
Lord, indeed we are blessed today, and so we come together now in worship and in praise.
但主早，主啊，你嘅同在显喺我哋中间。
Lord, may your very presence be felt here this morning.
主啊，叫我哋一面享用你嘅同在，一面啊，我哋话要向主话，主啊，我哋爱你。
Lord, may we continue to enjoy your very presence, and at the same time to be able to utter the phrase, "Lord, we love you."
啊，愿主。你祝福你自己的教会。
Lord, may you bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
上一次我们读福音21章的时候，是交通了神迹的本身。
Now, in our last study of this particular passage, we shared and focused strictly on the miracle that was done.
这个神迹的本身就是显出神那个大能大力。
This miracle that was done was able to express and display God's authority and God's greatness.
那个神迹的本身是要人看到神是那位使无变为有的神。
This miracle illustrated that God was the one who was able to make something from nothing.
但是那次主在这次的行的神迹的里面，
But in this particular miracle conducted by our Lord Jesus,
好似特别系为咗彼得而设咁样样。
Seemingly was done specifically for the sake of Peter.
我哋睇见主嘅意思叫佢唔再跟随自己。
It was the Lord's intent for Peter to learn the lesson of falling away from the Lord and not following the Lord any longer.
唔要跟随自己。
I'm sorry. No longer wanting to follow himself or basing things on himself.
活喺自己呢个魂嘅感觉嘅里边。
No longer to be driven by his soul.
而转过嚟，盼望藉着呢一件嘅事情，叫佢可以继续嘅嚟跟随主。
Instead, that through by experiencing this miracle.Then he would be once again restored to where he desires to follow after the Lord. He resolves to follow after the Lord.
神实在是愿意人跟随他的。
And that is what God wants and intends for us to follow after
the Lord. 虽然我们有时候我们会走错路啊。
Certainly, we sometimes would go astray.
但是神却愿意人再一次被提醒是走翻神要佢哋走嘅路上面。
But God desires for each one of us to be reminded to once again come back onto the path that follows after Him.
因此我哋读呢一章嘅圣经嘅时候，我哋睇见当彼得醒翻过嚟之后呢
？And so when we read this particular passage and we focus now on Simon Peter at the moment in time when he once again is restored.
就彼得咧就睇见约翰喎。是那个称为耶稣所爱的门徒。
Peter is able to see by his side John, who is described as the beloved disciple of Jesus.
那他就立刻问啊主啊将来这个人怎样啊
?And Peter immediately then asked Jesus Christ, what about him? What's going to happen to him in the future?
但主的回答就是说他将来怎样样其实不关你事。
But the Lord's reply to his question was immediate to say, don't you worry about that person.
你自己要担心下你自己嘅前途啊。
Just be concerned about you yourself.
你嘅前途系乜嘢呢
？What is your future?
你嘅前途就系要跟随我。
Your future is to follow after me.
所以好多嘅英文嘅译本，佢就将第22节嗰度翻作你一定要跟随我。
And so that's why in many English translations for verse 22, there is it states that you must follow me.
啊，嗰度又多一个字，you must， 中文就唔翻出得嚟，
So this is not the translation that we find in the Chinese, but there is this extra word that's there placed, that you must follow after me. And so when an individual does follow after Jesus, then there is a way out. That there will be a future. That there will be hope.
弟兄姊妹,今天又跟我们说,
and so the words that our Lord has spoken to Peter back then are the very words that he speaks to us today. And so I hope that we are also able to hear these words for ourselves, that we must follow after the Lord.
跟随我们自己可以,不过就去到失败的路中。
Yes, we can follow after our soul life being dictated by ourselves and what we want, but that will lead us astray, away from Jesus. We remember the time when Peter disowned Christ, or denied Christ.
鸡的叫声使他想起,哎呀,主曾经讲过他的说话。
It was not until the cock crowed that it suddenly awakened Peter that, oh, these are the very words that the Lord had stated previously.
又因为呢,主耶稣在那个时候转身过来,望到彼得。
It is also the moment in time when Jesus turned his head specifically to Peter and looked upon Peter directly.
主的眼神叫彼得立时的知道,
at that moment in time, the very eyes of the Lord, when it was focused directly on Peter, Peter recognized his place as one who had betrayed the Lord.
Yeah. 圣经在那时候就记载说,
and the Bible records for us that at that moment in time, right after that moment in time, he left the court and wept bitterly.
自从那天开始,
but from that day forward,
一向喜欢说话的彼得,
one who was very prone to speak out of turn, he was someone who became an introvert.
连一句说话都没有说过,
he was no longer an extrovert, never not stating anything anymore.
就算那些妇女来告诉他, 哇,
even when the maids came to tell him, the Lord has arisen.
咁佢只係跟住約翰一齊跑去嗰個墳墓嘅裏面去睇下。
Peter's response was merely to follow John, and they both ran to the gravesite to take a look.
一句話都冇發出,
but the Bible never records anything uttered by Peter.
我们说,哎呀,
so we might ask the question, has he somehow changed his personality?
我相信,我们有理由相信,他这样的改变是因为他曾经否认过主,因为那次的否认,他非常非常的懊悔。
We have sufficient evidence to deduce that it's because that moment of time when he recognized he had denied Christ, and because of that, that affected him greatly.
不过在21章那里,神告诉我们,他还是照着主的吩咐和门徒们一起去到加利利那里等候主耶稣。
When we come to chapter 21, it tells us that Peter was with the disciples as they came into Galilee to wait there for the Lord.
不过他明知道在那里会遇见主的。
Now, he knew full well that he will meet up with the Lord there.
但因为自己的亏欠,
but because of his own shortcoming, it seems that he was not willing to make the to exert himself to go forward to meet Christ.
因为在这个极度惭愧又难过的情况下,他拣选了一样东西。
So under this, under duress, under trial, Peter had made a choice.
他拣选做的什么呢?他的拣选就是逃避。
He chose to run away, to be a fugitive.
所以圣经就话我哋打鱼。
So the Bible says they fished.
因为佢呢好似呢度系唯一佢能够做嘅事情。
And because it seems that that was the only thing that he knew to do.
翻去打鱼系冇问题。
It's not a problem that he went back to becoming a fisherman.
但系嗰晚圣经话佢成晚都打唔到鱼，连一条鱼都打唔到。
But the Bible records for us that for that entire night of effort, they were not able to get any fish.
到了天将近天光嘅时候
，It was not until dawn.
耶稣嚟喺岸上边嚟到招呼佢哋。
That it was then that Jesus came along the seashore and called out to them.
教佢哋将个网撒落去船嘅右边。
And told them, instructed them to cast the net on the right side of the boat.
结果佢哋打咗153条鱼上嚟。
But and as a result of that, following that direction, they were able to catch 153 fish.
啊，及至到当啲门徒佢哋上翻去岸，睇见主耶稣。
Now after all the disciples did all the work that they needed to do and went back on the shore, they all came before Jesus.
佢睇见主耶稣，唔单止见到主耶稣，仲见到主耶稣为佢哋所预佢肉身所预备嘅。
And so not only did they see Jesus there, but they also saw that Jesus already made all the preparation for sustenance, food for them, for their physical needs.
预备咗早餐
and prepare breakfast for them.
有炭火，有鱼，有饼。
And there was a charcoal fire that there was fish and there was bread.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋睇圣经睇到停喺呢度嘅时候。
Now, if we were to end the passage here,
我就发觉呢一个神迹俾我哋嘅启示。
Then we will realize that this particular miracle reveals to us something.
就话人若果嚟到主嘅面前
，That lesson would have been that if man is willing to come before Jesus,
接受主嘅命令
，and is willing to receive the commandment from him,
以主自己为佢哋嘅依靠。
To rely upon Jesus as their sole provider,
佢肯定有路走嘅。
Then that individual will find a way.
但我哋感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
呢个神迹并唔系单系停止喺呢度。
That this miracle did not stop here.
因为仲有下文。
Because there is a second part.
因着下边所记载嘅同埋主所作嘅，我哋唔能够唔再一次嘅向佢俯伏敬拜。
Because of the second part of this recording and because of what the Lord did, we cannot accept to come before the Lord and to bow down before Him.
因为整件嘅事情，你睇见我哋嘅主除咗供应佢哋肉身嘅需要之外
，Because we realize that aside from the Lord providing for their physical need,
还将佢哋嘅灵改变过嚟。
He also was able to change their spirit.
主将彼得从嗰个懊悔、惭愧、失败跌倒嘅里边挽回过嚟。
The Lord then was able to save Peter from his own self-pity, from his defeat, from his sadness.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋再思想一下彼得。
And from his failure. So we look at Peter, just look at him as an individual. When we come to this particular incident, in this matter of denying the Lord, you could say that he's not a very loyal individual.
按照人嘅处理嘅方法。
Now, that's basing on man standards.
如果按照江湖规矩the well way to handle 佢呢个情形。
Now, you base it on what should have been done to deal with him.
彼得咁冇义气。
Since he was so disloyal.
喺主耶稣最需要陪伴嘅时候。
At the moment in time when the Lord needed his support the most.
在主最需要人同他并肩作战的时候。
When the Lord needed someone by his side.
当主需要人向他表同情的时候。
When the Lord required someone to be sympathetic with him. It was Peter who deliberately drew the line of separation, of distinction from Jesus. And have now changed, turned around and denied Christ. Not only once,
两次,
twice,
三次,
but three times.
咁如果, 照着这个江湖规矩,
so what do you think? Based on what logically, a secular point of view, what should be done to someone who was so disloyal now that the Lord has returned? What should he do? Should he clean house?
你说不赶他出师门呢,都要给这个惩罚他啊。
Even if he does not cast him away or deny, disassociate with him, at the very least, he should punish him.
并且呢,明明说叫他们来家里来等我的。
We recognize that this episode happened because the Lord had told them to come to wait for me at Galilee.
那么,又不等我,又溜了去钓鱼。
But they didn't. What did they do? They went and fished.
你記得第一次網魚的時候,弟兄姊妹,你記不記得,主耶穌吩咐他們去得人,不是去得魚。
Do you remember there was a previous incident where it talked about fish and the Lord coming to their aid, and that the Lord's command at that time was that He was going to make them fishers of men, and not just fishermen.
那現在呢,好像當主的說話是耳邊風那樣。
But it seems as if you take a look at this from the surface, it seems that they did not keep that in their heart.
但是如果我是有一个这样的徒弟呢,你说应该怎么处置?
If I had such a disciple, what do you think I should do?
我就说,话之你啦,他打不打到鱼,他的事啦,他这么没义气,以后你都不要理他。
I would not care what happens to him, essentially. If he is not able to find fish or get fish, I don't care. Just let him go. Let him deal with it himself. I would disassociate myself with him.
但如果主真的好像我们这样想,
and if the Lord really did think like we think,
这么心胸狭窄, narrow-minded,
in such a narrow-minded way,
又记仇记恨,
and that we would remember faults,
彼得真的没希望,
then surely Peter would have no future.
不单止彼得没希望,
not only would Peter have no hope for the future, but the entire world would have no hope for the future.
但我们看见我们的主不是这样,
but we recognize that our Lord is not that way.
主仍然是这么爱那些,
that the Lord loves even those who turn their backs to Him.
你有没有曾经否认过耶稣啊?
So the question is, have you ever denied Jesus?
这些问题你都好问的。
But you say, how could you possibly ask such a question?
当然没有了嘛。
Of course the answer is no.
有一位神所使用的,很使用他的,在中国40年代,50年代的一个弟兄。
There was a brother in the Lord who was greatly used by the Lord in the 50s or the 40s.
40 or 50, 60, 他是王明道先生。
His name was Wang Ming Dao.
我们知道,因为信仰的缘故,他曾经被捕。
Because of his faith, he was imprisoned.
Yeah. 本来是非常非常的刚强的,为了真理是持紧,持守的一个这样的弟兄。
He was an individual who was very, very, very solid and willing to serve the Lord and to speak for the Lord.
但那次呢, 因为有支手枪指住他的头,
but because of that particular incident, when he was arrested, and a loaded gun was pointed right at his temple.
居然讲咗好多嘅说话，居然背叛咗神。
There are many things that he stated, but ultimately he denied Christ.
嗱，好详细嘅事情我唔会讲噶啊，不过就系呢件事情。就虽然佢后来呢系俾主挽回过嚟。
There are many things about the details and all that we're not going to go into, certainly. But at the very end, ultimately, after that period of time, he was retrieved by the Lord and back into the ministry.
这件事情的发生令到他非常非常的后悔。
But because he went through that experience where he denied the Lord,
非常的难过。
It caused great grief in him and great regret.
甚至在他的记录嘅里边，佢话佢后悔到几乎要死啊
！In his own recording, he wrote the very words to say that I regret it so much that I wish I would have died.
佢被放出嚟之后，佢嘅精神非常非常嘅差。
And before he was released from the prison, he was at a spiritual low.
佢话我得罪咗神。
He says I have wronged my God.
我讲咗好多嘅大话。
I have lied.
讲咗佢唔应该讲嘅。
I stated something that I should never have stated。
认咗一啲佢未曾做过嘅坏事。
And I confessed to things that he had never done。
咁你话啊系啊，咁样嘅人真系背叛神噶啦。
And so there was an individual, an example of someone who turned their back to God。
但我哋有冇啊？我哋有冇背叛神
？Then we come back to us. How about us? Have we done so?
我哋有冇话 deny 过神
？Have we ever denied God?
或者虽然我哋冇用我哋嘅口喺人面前否认我啊呢、这个唔系耶稣，冇咁样做过。
Perhaps we've never uttered those words to say, "I don't know that Jesus. I don't know who he is."
但系弟兄姊妹喺我哋嘅行为上边一直做出一啲。同基督嘅生命相反嘅动作。
But in our day-to-day life, are we engaged in any activity or any particular things that are inconsistent with the life of Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，喺魔鬼嘅面前，其实我哋早就已经否认咗主。
Before Satan, we have denied the Lord many a times.
主俾王明道先生，佢有机会回转过嚟。
The Lord, God granted Mr. Wang Mingdao an opportunity to return.
重新嘅走上喺呢条服侍嘅路。
To renew his steps to walk along this path, a path of righteousness.
喺约翰福音嗰度，彼得亦都喺主嘅手里边被挽回过嚟。
And here in the Gospel of John, we see illustrated for us Peter's return.
成为咗神教会嘅柱石。
To become a pillar of the church.
我哋话呢个系恩典啊。
We recognize this and identify it as grace.
呢个亦系神嘅怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
将神嘅儿女挽回过嚟。
To bring a child of God from walking astray back upon the straight and narrow.
但系弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我哋再深层深一啲嘅嚟。
If we go in depth.A little bit more and think about this.
神挽回佢嘅方法
The way by which God brought him back.
我哋睇唔到咧，好似主耶稣企喺岸边嘅时候，就其实系揸住条藤条嘅。
We didn't see Jesus Christ standing from the shore holding a whip in his hand, waiting for Peter to come.
好似近时我哋细个嗰阵时候，翻屋企咧就战战兢兢嘅吓。老豆唔系揸住条藤吊喺后边，就话准备嚟质问我。
In the past, I remember when in my youth, when I returned home, my dad might have a rod in his hands, that he was ready to ask me about certain incidences that had happened.
主耶稣唔系企喺岸边嗰度准备拎住条棍嚟到搏佢。
No, Jesus Christ was not that way. He didn't have a rod in his hands.Ready to strike Peter.
主耶稣挽回彼得嘅方法唔系用责备。
The Lord did not try to oppress him in order to bring him back.
亦都唔係勉強。
He did not force him to do something that he didn't want.
唔係用杖打，唔係用囚禁。
He did not try to use force. He did not coerce him to do something that he didn't want.
佢用乜嘢？
What means did the Lord use to bring Peter back onto the right path?
雖然彼得係咁樣嘅背叛神，但係主用愛將佢挽回過嚟。
Even though Peter was so had fallen to such a degree that he denied the Lord, that the Lord utilized love to bring him back.
點解頭先我要弟兄姊妹喺第21章嗰度抽一啲嘅聖經嚟到讀？
Why did we read only selected portions of this entire passage earlier?
當我哋睇見佢哋上岸嘅時候，見到喺岸上面有炭火、有魚、有餅。
It starts off with a picture of the disciples coming back on shore and seeing for themselves that there was already a charcoal fire, there was already fish, and there was already bread there waiting for them.
如果主唔係用愛嚟到挽回佢哋，應該係藤條炆豬肉。
If the Lord should have greeted them another way, if the Lord was going to punish them in order to get them back on the right track.
主永遠嘅為佢哋預備身體嘅需要。
But no, the Lord instead prepared something for them for their physical need, first of all.
仍然係咁樣嘅温柔嘅對住佢哋。
And continue to express tenderness towards them.
主喺岸上面嘅時候，佢問：喂，呢班人有冇嘢食啊？係咪咁啊
？When the Lord called out to them from the shore, he says, "Do you have?" I'm sorry. Do you have anything to eat?
或者話主有冇有冇問？喂，呢班童工，我個弟兄，你有冇嘢食啊
？Did he say, "My co-workers, my brethren, do you have any food?" What did the Lord say?
小姊妹。
The Lord called out to them, addressing them as children.
哎呀，我的小朋友，我的孩子。
My little children, children.
我不知道一个人在那里，明明刚才在那里顶撞，在那里来到枪，在后面来到整我一刀的，现在说，哎呀，我的有我的小朋友，我的孩子们。
This is the same group of people who just not that long ago was defiant and turned their backs to him, who essentially stabbed them in the back. But here the Lord in turn called out to them and said, "Children, my children."
你睇见主的爱吗？
Do you see the love of the Lord expressed?
唔單止佢哋主為佢哋預備早飯。
Not only though did the Lord prepare for their physical needs.
仲服侍飯埋佢哋。
But the Lord also served them.
哦，呢班人真係懵閉閉咁樣喎。
This group of people seemingly had no idea.
又唔敢叫主，明明知道呢個主又唔敢叫。
It says that they knew that was the Lord, but they were not willing to acknowledge and say and greet the Lord as the Lord.
所以主要服侍埋佢哋。將啲餅同埋魚送到佢嘅眼前。
And yet we see the Lord serving them, bringing them prepared, heated fish and bread.
你對你嘅仇敵啊，最頭先鬧你嗰個，最陷害你嗰個，你咁樣對佢嗎
？Will you deal with your enemies in the same way? The one whom you just got into argument with, the one who just stabbed you in the back?
即使有人得罪你一两句，你都唔知嬲几多日啦吓。
I'm sure that if someone had somehow wronged you, you would be angry at them for a long time.
啊，你仲能够咁亲力嘅嚟到征服佢哋
？Do you think that you will be able to wholeheartedly go forward to serve them？
你仲能够绝口唔冇闹到佢哋，并？
You will be able to hold your tongue and not yell back at them and not reprimand them.
有位弟兄佢平時咧都好和蔼可親嘅。
There was a brother who usually is very loving in nature, by nature.
咁啊，當初佢啱啱有個孫 嘅时候咧，都同我哋一样啊！呢、這个孙真系好满足佢嘅心。
He became a grandfather, and so holding the his grandchild before him, it satisfied his heart.
但唔知点解咩缘故呢个细蚊仔咧，曳起上嚟咧，唔完全唔听佢嘅说话。
But I'm not sure how it came to be, but that child eventually grew up to be quite disobedient and was not willing to listen to the grandfather's at all.
因此佢真系嗰次忍无可忍。
And we witnessed that one particular incident where he could not hold it back any longer.
佢同我讲过，我真系想一巴掌死佢。
And he says, I wanted to slap him. I wanted to give him a slap.
呢个外边和蔼可亲嘅呢个人。
Now, outwardly, he is a very gentle individual.
所以我哋睇见我哋嘅量度。
But we can see
唔多嘅。
That we don't have much capacity.
当呢事情超过我哋嘅量度嘅时候，你就发觉你真系有几多个爱。
That there's a limit to what we will tolerate, and once something goes beyond that limit, that's the breaking point.
但我哋嘅主，感谢主。
But thanks be to the Lord.
佢嘅爱唔系值得我哋嘅爱。
But His love is not like our love whatsoever.
所以，但系当佢哋食完早饭之后，耶稣同彼得讲说话，就系我哋平时听过好多次又好熟悉嘅嗰一大段嘅说话。
So after the meal, there was an opportunity for the Lord to speak directly to Peter, and this particular passage, of course, that we're very familiar with. We've heard many a sermons on it.
我哋都好受感动嘅，系嘛
？And all of us were very moved whenever we come to this particular portion, right?
如果我系彼得，我嗰阵时真系都会受感动。
I'm sure that if I was Peter, I too would be greatly moved.
我哋亦都系能够要喺神嘅面前承认话，我系一个罪人，但系蒙主恩典。
Yes, we must all at one point or another come before the Lord and confess we are merely sinners.And confess our sins before the Lord to receive His grace.
咁样睇嘅时候，完全系我呢个人真系好蒙福气啦。
And then, if our focus is that way, then we see that then I am so blessed.
但系弟兄姊妹，我哋必须要同时睇见呢位神嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅作为。
But we cannot just have it that one way. We must at the same time be able to see.The position and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
唔系我哋识得转回过嚟，所以神祝福我哋，乃系因着神嘅儿子嘅缘故，我哋先至可以被挽回过嚟。
Because it's not because we knew how to come back to the Lord based on our own selves. It is solely because of the Lord and who He is and what He has done that permits for Him to come and take hold of us.To bring us back onto the right path.
因此我哋要敬拜佢。
And because of that, therefore,
we should worship him.
Because of that, therefore, we should honor him.
主头嗰三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
The Lord asked Simon Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
我哋知道三次佢都唔敢正面嘅回答嘅。
And we know that Peter tried to.Did not answer the Lord directly. Because there was a reservation in his heart.
或者你会问，咁彼得究竟对主有冇爱啊？
You might ask, does Peter actually love the Lord?
你对主有冇爱啊？究竟？
So then I would ask you, do you actually love the Lord?
我哋每个人都话有，我对主有爱嘅。
Every one of us would say, "Yeah, I love the Lord."
彼得都对主有爱。
And yes, Peter has love for the Lord too.
只不过佢活唔出嚟啫嘛。
But the problem was that he could not live out that love.
因为当佢否认主嘅时候
，because at the moment when he denied Christ，
点解佢会否认主咧？就系因为怕佢，因为佢自己嘅安危啊嘛。
Why did he deny Christ?And on that night, it's because he was fearful for his own safety.
而冇睇见神自己。
He did not look upon. His focus was not on God. His focus was on himself.
王明道先生佢话嗰阵时否认主。
Mr. Wang Mingdao recounted that night when he denied the Lord.
他說因為我怕被打靶嘛。
He says, I was afraid that I was going to die by the bullet.
我又希望我們可以不用坐牢嘛。
I didn't want to be imprisoned.
因此主頭開頭嗰兩次問彼得話：你愛我嗎？嗰個我哋知道係用神愛世人嗰個愛嚟到問佢嘅。We
know full well in this, from this passage the first two times that the Lord spoke to Peter and asked him the question, "Do you love me?" That love that was used, the word love, was the same love that to describe God's eternal love for man.
是个无私的爱,无己的爱,那个爱来问他的。
It was a selfless love. It was a love that's unconditional.
当然彼得不能够回答啦,因为他哪里有那个无私的爱,他只是爱自己的。
And that is why Peter could not respond directly and utilize the same love in his reply, because he did not have it. He had selfish love. He didn't have a selfless love.
最后就问,都体贴他了,那你对我是当朋友还是当什么?
Ultimately, the third time that the Lord asked him a similar question, do you love me? It actually was using a different vocabulary word for love to say, do you have affiliation towards me? Do you have like a friend's love towards me?
但可惜的就是说,连这样的爱,熟悉的爱,朋友感情的爱,彼得在那时候都答不出来。
But even though the bar was set lower, and it was just asking him whether he loved him as a friend, to have that type of friendship, type of love, Peter could not meet the standard.
所以他说,主啊,你是无所不知的。
That's why Peter responded and said, Lord, you know everything.
主的要求是爱。
The Lord's requirement was love, pure love.
或者说,主要求的爱和彼得所有的爱有没有分别呢?弟兄姊妹?
Perhaps we should phrase it in this way, asking the question, is there a difference between the love that the Lord desired for Peter to have and the love that Peter actually had and possessed?
分别在哪里?
Where is the difference?
我们都知道,全世界都在讲爱。
Because love is a very commonly spoken of topic throughout this world.
准个个有爱,不准个个有爱。
Whether it is the right type of love, whether whatever it is, whatever the standard may be, there's always love that's being tossed to and fro. But we know full well that love is something that is invisible. It's not something that's tangible for us to feel. But it is something, however, that we can emotionally feel. But true love, God's love, is not merely an emotional feeling.
真正的爱,它是一个生命。
True love is life.
是可以活出来的。
It is something that is lived out.
所以全世界都公认哥林多前书13章, 是一幅最美丽的爱的诗篇。
So it's a consensus that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the very definition of love, is the script, is the passage of love.
我们查经班,我们都有些读,有些未读,有些读完这个13章。
In our weekly Sunday Bible study time, some of us have either just finished studying this chapter or in the middle of studying this chapter.
所以我就不详细去讲。
So I'm not going to spend the time now to go into that particular chapter.
但从哥林多前书13章里面,
but in 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
你可以看见, 不是人间的爱,
we see love not described as the love of man, but it is the true love of God.
也都不, 十三章嗰度亦都唔係講我哋點樣先至可以先至愛。
Chapter 13 does not give us a blueprint to say this is how you love.
十三章嗰度只俾我哋睇見真正嘅愛嘅價值。
But chapter 13 does give us the it spells out to us the value of true love.
真實嘅真正愛嘅實質係乜嘢？
The reality of true love.
同埋我哋點樣先可以能夠喺呢個真得能夠活出喺呢個真愛嘅裏邊
？And that we need to live out this true love.
雖然全世界都話十三篇係愛嘅詩篇
，Even though this is a passage that everyone considers the passage of love，
但十三篇唔係講愛。
But chapter 13 actually doesn't speak about love.
而是解釋什麼是愛。
It rather describes what love is.
愛是一切行事為人，一切的心思意念的動力。
Love is the motivation behind all types of works or action for the benefit of another.
在人的眼前，所有的我们的言行举止，
In man's eyes, everything that we do,
如果不是以这个真爱作为基础的，都是神所不纪念。
If it is not rooted in this love that is described, then it is not remembered by God.
都是神所不要的。
They become things that God does not want at all.
虽然在人世间看来，啊，这个人很有爱心。
Even though from a secular point of view, from man's perspective, that is very loving. This is the very description of love.
这个行动非常的显出爱心。
This action really shows the love of this person.
但弟兄姊妹，如果不是从真爱作为基础的，主都不会纪念。
But if it is not that action, whatever it might be, if it is not rooted in this true love from God, of God, then it is not an action that God remembers.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
譬如我们有一个朋友，一个我很爱的人病了。
If there was an individual who I'm very close to, and they have taken ill.
咁你去唔去探病咧
？Will you go and visit them？
你会噶系咪
？You will visit them, ask to.
甚至乎你会好紧张。
In fact, perhaps if you were very concerned for, you would be very concerned for them.
啊，非常嘅唔得闲，你都飞到去探望佢。
And even if you are busy, your schedule is very tight, but you will still carve out time in order to go and visit them.
你喺嗰时候，你会觉得，哎呀。佢咁病有咩辦法啦？有邊啲靈丹啊？邊啲妙藥可以幫助佢呢
？And then you would try to see if there is anything that can be done, and some miracle drug or something like that that can be used to help him.
我嚇有人或者話啊，食呢樣好，食嗰樣好。
Some people might recommend, this is the type of things to eat. This is the type of thing to take.
你會不辭勞苦嘅，可能同佢煲好啲藥俾佢食。
You might expend the time and energy to go and purchase it and then prepare it and then bring it back to him.
點解會咁樣嘅行動
？Now, why would any individual do that for another?
因為你對佢有愛。
Because you love that person.
但係如果有一啲嘅人聽見呢個人入咗醫院
，But if you for another individual hearing that this person has been hospitalized，
啊咁都去探下佢好喎。
They might feel, it's appropriate. We should go and visit him at the hospital.
那如果唔探佢，唔好意思啦。
It's my duty. I really should go there. So it's not right if I don't.
如果我唔去探佢，别人睇到我唔去探佢，咁唔系几好嘅。咁
It wouldn't look very good to anyone else if I didn't show myself to. I didn't go and visit him in the hospital.
我哋嘅行動都係去探嘅，第一個係去探，第二個都係去探病。
Now gauging by action, The first scenario, that person goes to the hospital and makes a visit. The second person also goes to the hospital and makes a visit.
但很明显的，我们的动机不一样。
But very clearly, what's very clear is that the motivation is totally different.
人的爱讲来听是自私的。
Man's love is very selfish.
甚至乎我可以说人是没有爱的。
I can even go to the extent to say, actually, man has no love.
我想大家睇一節嘅聖經，羅馬書第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章第六節。
Verse 6.
頭先我話人。是自私的，人甚至乎是没有爱的。
I just stated that man's love is selfish. In fact, I just stated that man has no love at all.
几时先有爱呢？
When does love show up?
怎样先有爱呢？
How can love show up?
爱是什么呢？
What is love?
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。第八节，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Verse 6 tells us, For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 8, But God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
虽然第六节他说第七节对不住，为义人死是有少有的，为义人死或者有感觉的。
Now verse 7 does say, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, someone would dare even to die.
所以有人有咁样嘅行动噶。
So yes, it tells you that there are individuals who does conduct themselves this way.
但系真正嘅爱系。几时有呢个行动呢？
But when will love motivate for that type of action to really take place?
系当你还作罪人嘅时候。
It was when you one was still a sinner.
当你我还系罪人嘅时候。
When you and I were still sinners.
佢就嚟为我人死。
That he came to die for the ungodly.
呢个就系爱。
That is love.
呢个先至叫神嘅真正嘅爱。
And this alone is God's.
所以约翰一书刚才我们读的神就是爱。
And that's why in 1 John, the passage that we read initially, it says there specifically, God is love.
第四章第八节第九节神就是爱在差遣他儿子到地上来救我们这件事情上面就是显出神的爱的那件
事。And what follows there tells us that This is the love of God that's manifested when He sent His only begotten Son into the world so that they might live through Him. And that is love.
所以弟兄姊妹，若果不是这个无私的爱、无己的爱的驱使，这个不是真正的爱。
So if there is love that, unless that a love is that selfless, that pure, unconditional love, it is not love.
所以当我们回转头来看彼得那个忘恩负义的这个人。
So when we come back to look at Peter in his pity state,
主耶稣居然没有一句非常严厉的责备和处罚。
Never once did the Lord reprimand him.
他仍然的是以那个无私的爱来对他们。
In contrast, the Lord continued to deal with him and the disciples with that selfless, unconditional love.
So when
we read 1 Corinthians chapter
13,
so don't spend the time deliberating.Oh, how can I live this out? When can I express that love? How do I do this?
不会有办法的。你怎样恒久忍耐呢？你的爱怎样忍得几耐呢？
How much perseverance do you have in your love? How long can you really have patience?
怎样没有嫉妒呢？周时都有嫉妒在我们的心里。
How can you not have jealousy? Because we're filled with jealousy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不去讨论怎样才可以活出爱。
So do not spend the time to deliberate on how you can live out a life, live out love that way.
我们的反应是应该怎样呢？
Instead,
当我们读了神的话的时候。
Instead, when you read the Word of God, what should your response be?
我们的反应就是来跟随主。
Our response should be to come follow after Him.
而且是 must, 一定要来跟随主。
And even more so, we must follow after Him.
只有那条才是一条路。
Only that would be the only path for us. No other path would be viable for us.
有好多世间好多嘅讨论小组。
There's a lot of discussion groups. There's a lot of seminars.
都系为咗嗰啲同病相怜嘅人一齐啊！你有咁嘅遭遇，我有咁嘅遭遇，大家一齐讲下咁啊，散下心咁样。
So these are peer groups. Those who may suffer from the same medical disease, same illness. So they get together and they talk things out.
所以讲系冇用噶，讲完之后。有另外一回事。
But talk is cheap. There's nothing that comes after that. It means nothing.
真正的路是跟随主。
The only path, the true path, is to follow after Christ.
真正的路是我们要爱主。
The true path is that we must love Christ.
去认识主。
We must love our Lord and to know Him first.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
爱是我们每一天都接触的，也都是每一天都去追求的。
Love is something that we encounter every day. Love is something that we pursue every day.
但是很恐怕弟兄姊妹，我们那个要求就是说，人多点来爱我，你怎么不爱我？你怎样可以爱我多点？
But unfortunately, our perspective is, how can others love me more? How come you don't love me? How come you don't love me more?
盼望我们个心思要改变过来，话主啊，我能够爱你有几多呢
？May our hearts change, and our perspective change, and ask ourselves, Lord, how can I love you more?
我点样先至可以喺你个爱个里边
？How am I able to stand enveloped with your true love?
我哋祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，但愿你藉着你自己嘅话，向我哋。
Lord, may you continue to speak to us through your spoken word.
并且在我们的灵的里面，主啊，你开我们的窍。
And may you open our eyes, our spiritual eyes.
叫我们不是去留意外面的一些动作。
And have true understanding so that our focus is not on just external action.
我说他是要留意主你自己。
But rather to have a refocus upon the Lord Himself.
主啊，求主你藉着圣灵在我们的心中作翻译的工。
May the Holy Spirit be the one to continue to interpret what is needed for us in our hearts.
好叫我们的日子，好叫我们前面的路更蒙福。
So that we would be even more blessed in the path that lies ahead.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.